Nice shirt you got on there, Ron.
He's smoking. He's smoking. Rick, are you smoking in here? Rick's smoking in here. Rick is smoking in here. He's smoking in here. All right. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Levels.
Testicles, 1, 2.
Bollocks, yes, exactly.
Bollocks, testicles. Codans, testes.
Right then, Copenhagen, 28th of April, 2005. I have the great pleasure of interviewing two great musicians from America, John Karabi on vocals, Eric Singer on drums. Thank you very much for spending the time with us. I appreciate time is of the essence. Basically, lads, you, between you, I've counted them, you have been involved with about 15 bands.
Really?
With everything you've done.
We're such harlots.
Tell me, when you go into a new project, how do you, what's the psychology? You know, you with Eric, you went from Meter Ford to Black Sabbath to Badlands to Kiss. You, John, from Scream to The Crew. Tell me, what's the process, or what's the psychology behind it?
Just for me, I just want to have fun and be just be allowed to be as creative as possible, you know. But mainly just have fun and
make money,
you know.
And pay the rent, maybe. Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's got to do what they do, but I don't like, especially now, you know. I don't like doing shit if it's not going to be a pleasurable experience. So
that's why he's here with me.
And the other two members, which I'm not going to mention. Yeah, okay. So how did you both start in rock and roll? What were your first bands? What was your first album?
I think the first thing for most people is, I mean, I probably similar to John, seeing people on like Ed Sullivan TV show that used to have all the bands, you know, whether it was Dave Clark Five, Rolling Stones, Beatles, you know, every band of the time played always on that show. And, you know, television was in its, more of its, I'd say, infancy. You only had a few stations, and that was a variety show that would showcase a lot of bands, and also like American Bandstand. So you didn't have it like 24/7 nowadays, where you get music just fed into your brain. People kind of, it was real special, you know. The only time you ever got to see a band was rarely on TV, and then if you went and saw them live. Nowadays you can just buy a DVD or a video. You can see them on TV on videos all the time, or the accessibility and everything's changed. So I think it created more of a kind of mystique and something more special about it that made you want to do the same thing. That's all. I remember going to concerts going, I want to do this one. I would like to do this one day. So I think it was that pursuit.
Mm-hmm. Do you share the same opinion, John?
Well, other than the fact that I'm not as old as Eric, so I don't know what he's talking about with Ed Sullivan. I didn't start getting into music until
Freed. He had coined the phrase rock. That was his younger brother.
Eric, you've, over the last couple of years, you've played two different styles. In the getup of Kiss, trying to portray Peter Criss on drums, well, and no, your own.
Hold on a second. I'm not trying to portray.
That's Peter. Not Peter.
That's not Peter. No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't look like I play two different styles. I look at like I play for whatever band I'm working with.
Right. Okay.
I'm not playing with you. Play for the band and for the songs. And sometimes you get a little more. Sometimes you get a little bit more. Sometimes you get a little more freedom or liberty to kind of play with a little bit more whatever style you want, a little more freer. Other times people have a very specific way they want you to play their material. And if somebody's hired you and paying you to play their music, they have a right to expect a certain style, if you will, out of you.
Right.
I mean, they're hiring you because they think you're professional and you can do the job. Not necessarily because you have a specific style. Mm-hmm. I wear the, in Kiss now, I do wear the makeup, but that's just a Catman character that's associated with Kiss now after all these years. Yeah, it is Peter's makeup, but that's what's associated, that character and makeup. But I'm not trying to like imitate him when I'm playing or act like him on stage, like physically or anything like that at all.
So what you're saying, that, do you, when you're in Kiss or Alice Cooper or whatever you're doing, do you go back and listen to the old albums?
Of course, that's what I do. And then I try to like get different impressions, whether it's live material, if there's been different drummers playing in the band, and interpret the music based on the original form, but then also see if I can put some of my personality in as well. And that really depends on the person that you're working for, how much leeway they'll give you in that area. Some people don't mind you being a little more individual with the material, kind of making it more your own. Sometimes they say no, try to play it more like the records. Mm-hmm.